going back to the case of Rav Yossi holds the Sofik Eruv is caution. Rav Meir holds that you go to Chumrah. We brought steerers both to Rav Meir and to Rav Yossi. So Rava Omar Tap of Lamed Vavon Aleph. So we had the case of if you touch somebody at night and you don't know if he was alive or not. So the halacha is that Rav Meir is Matayer and the Chachamim Matamer. And so you see that Rav Meir holds that the Sotik is Lakula. So Morris says over there was a Chazaka that you put the person who was alive on the Chazaka that he was alive. And Mamela is taught. Now Shenkin over here is talking where the sheretz was on the the eruv, the truma, the entire bein hashmoshes. So there's no real sofik. The sofik is created, the Gemara says, by two kite edim that come and were made. One says that it was tar, and one said it was tameh. And there's no chazak over here because trey is a sofik deraisa. That's what the Rav Meir holds. And therefore, the Eidim, each Eid remains an Eid. The only thing is we don't know who to follow. We have two Eidim saying the opposite things. So since there is an Eid who says it was Tameh, that takes away the Cheskes Tahara. The Eid is much stronger than a Chazaka. And even though there's another Eid who says the opposite, but the Chazakas are not relevant over here anymore. So there's no Chazaka. There's two Eidim, it's a Sothic, and the male of the Sothic is that it's no good. Okay, Mashen came over there where there's a Chazaka, Cheskes Chaim, Cheskes Tahara. There a mayor holds that you go after the Chazaka and it's tar, person's tar. Rava Omar, Rava says a different answer. The difference between the case of where you touch somebody, you don't know if he was alive or dead, and the case of the Eruv. Hasim Trei Chazaki Lakula. By the mace, there's two Chazakas. The male it's tar. Hacha, here, even if it's talking in a case where the sheretz was not on it, the whole bein hashmoshes. So it's a real bona fide sofik. Hacha chada chazaka lakula. Over here is only one chazaka lakula. Here the chazaka lakula is that the eruv was tahar in the beginning. Shaila is when and if it became tameh. So we put it on the cheskes tahara. It's only one chazaka. Now she'en kein, over there is two chazakas. Rava Omer Gavi Naga Be'echad Nami Afilu Yesh Nei Kitei Edim Chalukos Achas Omeres Kodim Shenaga Bo Meis The Achas Omeres Achshav Meis Havi Nami Rav Meir Matayer. Even over there, if there would have been two Kitei Edim, Rav Meir still would have said it's Torah. In the same case, why? Afilu Hachilo Tikshi Hasim Trei Chazaki Ninu Latayer Mishim Hachi Azlin Lekula Daoki Trei Lebahadi Trei Behemed Meis Alches Koso Rishona Shkol Halayla V'chayuvadi. It's two chazakas over there. Rashi learns this is a hemshech. Even if it's talking about two kite edim, over there still we'd go lakula because it's two chazakas. Now Shenkim is only one chazaka. The aid obliterates the chazaka and remains a bona fide sofik without a chazaka. But why two chazakas? First chazaka was that Mestami is alive. He has a cheskes chayim. So we assume that he died at the last possible time. Va'od hamid nogei al cheskos or rishon of a Torah. Also, the guy who touched him was Tahar to begin with. Well, now we want to know, did he become Tameh? He had a Cheskes Tahara. So the living person who the Sofik is on had a Cheskes Tahara. The dead person had a Cheskes Chayim. Both of them tell me that it's Lakula. That when he touched him at night, he was still alive. And he's still Tahar. Now, Shenkin over here, there's only one Chazaka. Ha'achav Masnis and Chada Chazakahu. The Ikal Ameimer. Hamid Truma al Cheskosa. The only Chazaka is that the Truma was Tahar to begin with. For one chazaka, that can't take away the power of the witness. The two witnesses who say that it's tameh obliterate that chazaka. Therefore, there's no more chazaka. It's a bona fide sofik because there's two kitei edim. And they le sofik lechumra. Kasha de Rav Yossi Rav Yossi. So now we finish with the steerers and Rav Meir. Mayor in our mission seems to say you go to Chumrah. In other cases, he said you go to Kula. Now we'll see Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi in the mission says you go to Kula. Amr Rav Huna Bar Chinana, And Rav Yossi, what's it called in the case over there by Noga? Where's the case for Rav Yossi's Machmer? Yeah, Rav Yossi is the one who says that what's it called? Rav Yossi says Sotik Eruv Kosher, and the Chachamim over there are Matami. Where's the case of Rav Yossi? Now here's before Toval. What's it called? We had the case before. Where Sothik Toval, Sothik Lo Toval, Sothik was the mikveh had arboim so or not. So there it says that what's it called? Rav Yossi is Matani. And Rav Meir is Matani. Right? Rav Yossi Matami. And what's it called? So here, there Rav Yossi is Machmer. And here in our mission, Rav Yossi is Maker. Rav Huna Bar Chinna, Shani Tumahol the Yeshla Iker Min HaTorah. Tumah is different. Even though we could be talking over there about Tumas Rabbanan, which it is talking about, because the Tumas Reis of Meir is also Machmer and say the person is Tameh, only by Tumas Rabbanan. But the concept of Tumah itself, the reason the Rabbanan made these Gzeiras by Tumah the Rabbanan is because Tumah itself is Min HaTorah. And Masha'en Kain over here, by Tumim, we'll see in 1 second, it's purely the Rabbanan. So something that has an Iker Min HaTorah, the Rabbanan were Machmer even by the Rabbanans, because of that Iker, because the whole reason the Rabbanan is also because we're afraid you'll come to the Torah part. Now, shaking something that's purely the Rabbanan, that you can't come to any Torah part, there they were made. The Rosh Shabbos Nomi Deraisei. Right? Shabbos also is Min HaTorah. Okay? Kesov Rav Yossi, Tchumin the Rabbanan. Rav Yossi holds that all Tchumin are the Rabbanan. There is no such thing as a Tchumin Deraisa. Okay? And therefore, it's impossible to come to a Deraisa by Chumin. Right, that one is his own, and the other one, he said the name was ready, but it doesn't hold like that. Dekanami, Ditani, Omra Yossi, Aftumis, Heyed, Mishum Chamishas, Gainim, Shesrothik Erev Kosher. Right? Shmamina. That Rav Yossi said Aftumis was made. Not that I hold like that, but I'm telling you what my Rebbe held. But me, I hold like I held over there, that even by Shesrothik Terabbanon, you go Lechumra. Rashi. Kasha the Rav Yossi the Brice the Tani Besothik Toval the Sothik Lo Toval the Tumah the Rabbanan Ochel Ochlin Rav Yossi Metame even by Tumah the Rabbanan he's Machmer Umasnis and Tani Sothik Erev Kosher Afil Tumah the Rabbanan Tikshi even Tumah the Rabbanan that's still a Kasha because he holds even by the Rabbanan you go to Chumra and here he says you go to Kula. Where says Hol the Yesh La Iker Min HaTorah the Yesh Tumah Min HaTorah there is a concept of Tumah from the Torah. The Yesh Lahachmer Besothik Tfilasa. And there you should be Machmer. Lahachi Achmer Rabbanan Apesophic Tvilas Tumah Rabbanan. The Lalesi Lazulzule Besophic Tvilas Tumah Deraisa. Since people will confuse the Tumas Rabbanan with the Tumas Deraisa, and they'll become to be Makel by the cases that are Min HaTorah, they're Machmer even by the Rabbanans. Shabbos Nami Deraisa He Atchumin Parach. It's going specifically on Tchumin. Lenemer de Tchumim Deraisa, Krebi Akiva Meseches Sota. That Lechor Shabbos also deraisa, right? Iker min haTorah for sure. And another Rishonim learn what it means is that tumim. There's two kinds of tumim. There's a tum of alpai mama. That there's a machlokus whether Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanim whether that's min haTorah or not. And then there's a shita that even if you hold tumim, that tumim is the Rabbanan. Tum of yud beis meal is deraisa. So here the Gemara is asking Lechor. Even if you hold that Tchumim is the Rabbanan, but Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa, and therefore we should be afraid if we're Mekel in Sveikus of Alpayim Amma, that people may be Mekel in Tchumim of Yud Beis Mil. Now that, the Gemara says, no. What's it called? Tchumim the Rabbanan, Mishani Ksav Rav Yossi Tchum the Rabbanan, Mishum Gelo Leisel Zuzula Bishar Sveikus the Melech HaShabbos Lekel HaMikzer, Gelo Domi Melachos L'Tchumim, Havel Tumus Domi B'Lahadani. Aye, the rest of Shabbos is deraisa. There's no such thing as tumim deraisa. So the way the other Rishonim learn is that even Yud Beis Mil, Rabbi Yossi holds is only derabbanan. There's no such thing as tumim. And like Rashi says, aye, there's other things in Shabbos that are min haTorah, but they're not domel le tumim. Nobody's going to come to be mekel in melachas of Shabbos because they're mekel in tumim. It's two different tumim. It's two different areas. also is another idea that what's it called over here, why Shabbos is different. Because even though Tumim could be Yud Beis Mil Min HaTorah, and Tumim of Alpayim Am is only the Rabbanan, because you're going to be Makel by an Erev, by what's it called, by the Tum de Rabbanan of Alpayim Am, is not going to lead you to be Makel in anything of Tumim de Raisa, because there is no such thing of Erev past Yud Beis Mil. It doesn't exist. So there's no such thing as a Tum de Raisa that's similar to a Tum de Rabbanan in what you're being Makel over here. That's another way of looking. Rava Omar, Rava gives another answer to the stira between Rav Yossi. Chasam hainu taimid Rav Yossi haimid tami achasam. Ve'im alo tova. Right? Over there, there's another reason. There's a cheskes tum over there. The person was tami. So we're not sure if he became tahar or not. So put him in as chazaka. Originally he has a cheskes chazaka that he was tami. So, and we're not sure whether that status changed. I assume that it didn't change. Mashe, so Mar says, Adarab Ahemid Mikval Cheskoso, the Eimalo Choser, right? The Mikveh had a Cheskos, Kashras. It was had 40 saw to begin with. Now we're not sure if it had 40 saw or not. So let's put the Mikveh on its Chazaka, that it was Kosher when we measured it last. Mar says, but Mikveh Shalom Nimdad. It's talking in a Mikveh that you never measured. Right? Well, there was never a chazaka on that nikvah. Okay. Weren't sure b'chlal if there was ever 40 saw in it. Rashi. Didei machmer afilu b'slofik d'rabon, mas nisen d'rabei aftumasi. Hem mit tome al chazaka. So, kulei chazaka l'chumra. The whole chazaka over there is l'chumra. Ika l'ika. L'kula l'eka. Avul masnisen ika chazaka lekula. By our Mishnah, there's a chazaka lekula. Ulechumra. Hamid odom al cheskes tchum beiso. That's the chumra, right? That a person when Shabbos came in, or before that, he was limited to the tchum of his house, not the extra. That chazaka that lechumra, that he couldn't carry the extra unless he had an eruv. And at the point before he made the eruv, he was limited to the Eruv from his house. The Amr Lo Eruv. Hamid Truma, but there's another Chazaka connected that of the Truma. Hamid Truma Chazaka, the Eruv. The Rabban Lekula Zina. Since there's a Chazaka Lekula, that the Truma was Tahar, and he made an Eruv, there was also a Chazaka Lechumra, that before he made the Eruv, he couldn't carry more, so let's assume that his original Trum is the one that was. So since it's a chazaka lechumra, a chazaka lekula, we go after the and it's only a sofik, you go lekula. But over there, in the case of the mikveh, there's only a cheskes tuma, right? And there's no chazaka on the mikveh that it was kosher because it was never really measured. Okay. Tanya, ketzeram Rav Yossi sofik eruv kosher. How is the cases where Rav Yossi holds that a sofik eruv is kosher? Eruv b'truma. If you made an eruv with truma. Sofik mi ba'od yom nitmeis, sofik mi shecheche nitmeis. We're not sure if the truma, and then now we know the truma is tummy. The question is, when did it become tummy? Did it become tummy already from the daytime? And therefore, there's no eruv, because the eruv is not edible by anybody. Or it became tummy after Ben Hashmoshes. Memela, when the time came for the eruv to take effect, it was kosher, and that's all you need. The chen b'peirus, same thing with peirus of truma. Sofik ba'od yom niskenu, sofik mishachsecha niskenu. We're not sure if these peirus, they were tevel. They're also not edible by anybody. And we're not sure now if they took off trumas and maestras from it before Ben Hashmoshes or dafka after Ben Hashmoshes came about. Zehu sofik eruv kosher. In that situation, sofik eruv is kosher. Aval eruv b'truma, sofik tahora, sofik tmeya. But if you were ma'ariv with truma, and you weren't sure if the truma to begin with was tamei or tahor, so it had no chazaka on it. It's a pure sofik without any chazakas. The chen b'peiris, sofik niskenu, sofik lo niskenu. With peiris, we're not sure if they were fixed up from tevel or not. Right? They never had a chazaka to begin with that they were okay. Okay? Aims a sofik eruv kosher. Right? That's not sofik eruv kosher. Versus Maishna Truma the Omer Hamid Truma Cheskasa the Ema Tahorahi. Why by Truma we say put it on the Chazaka that it was Tahar, and therefore the Erev is good. Teiras Nami Hamid Tevel Al Cheskasa the Ema Lo Niskenu. Let's say the opposite by Tevel. Tevel had a cheskas iser. It was usher until you take off Trumas and Maisers. Let's assume that it remained usher till the last possible moment. And therefore, the chazak over here should make the Erev not good. Just the same reason why the Erev is good by Truma, because there's a cheskas tar on the Truma. Let's say by the Tevel it's no good, because there's a cheskas iser on the Tevel. So Mara says, Lo tame asrafik bo yom niskenu, elam asrafik miva ol yom nidmu. The thing was that these were either, we'll see, chulin or truma, right? If it's chulin, that was, what's it called, that was edible. Doesn't make a difference if it's tar or tame, it was chulin. And then, what's it called, truma fell into it. Either truma tame or truma tahora. If it's truma tahora, then this goes like, not like sumchas, that what's it called, that has to be, that has to be edible to the person who made the eruv. Not edible to somebody. And it's talking about Israel, and he can't eat truma. So if truma fell in. Or it can be according to everybody, and it's talking about truma tamei fell in. Right? Right. So Shaila, something fell into this, and now it's Asher. Shaila, when does something fall in? So here it has a cheskes heter to begin with. We're not sure when it became Asher. So put it on his chazaka that it was mutter till the last possible time. Sofik mishach shecha nidmu. Okay, but there's no cheskas iser over here. Here the atvesa, there was a cheskas het, Rashi. Shelo nimnido mitzilasa velo omda becheskas kashas. It never had a chazaka, the mikvah. Never measured. Ira bitruma, tahora, the nitmes, mishinichasha. You used truma and it became tame, we're not sure when. Before Ben HaShemashas or after Ben HaShemashas? This had a cheskes tahara, so put it on his chazaka to begin with. The chain of perish of tevel. Right, the Gemara is going to ask, the Chara, if it's talking about Tevel, then just the opposite. Had a Cheskas Yisr, not a Cheskas Heter. Why should Rabbi Yossi over there say the same thing that he says by Truma, where the Suffolk was, did it become Tameh or not? When? Right here, the Shaila is, when did it become Mutter? It's the opposite case. Suffolk Tameh, Suffolk Tahora. The Kolim Shinicha Shon Nolad La Suffolk, Velohoye Shom Cheskas Hechsher Erev Miola. The Maishna Truma, the Reisha, Sothik Mbaldyom, Nitma, Sothik Mashecha, the Masha Rabbi Yossi Mishum Chazaka Kamaisa, Peris, Sothik Mbaldyom Niskinu, Sothik Mashachecha, Nok Minu Nome, Acheskis Kachazaka Maisa, the Tevel Amelitzel. Why, by the case of Peris, when we're not sure when they were, Truma Samaisa was taken off, why shouldn't it be just the opposite? Put it on the Chazaka that it wasn't Mutter. Just like we put the Truma on the Chazaka that it wasn't Tomek. Says nidmu, chulin having mikara mesukan. It was regular chulin in the beginning. Well, it doesn't make a difference whether it was tummy or tar, because it could eat chulin, even if it's tummy. Right? There are people who are machmer not to eat chulin betuma, but most people do eat. So it's not talking about chulin that are tummy, chulin that whatever, you know, chulin that are that dafkar tar, chulin even tummy, regular chulin you could eat. The nafla behind truma the nidmu, and truma fell into it, and now it became dimua. Now we're not sure if it's what's it called, and now it's only edible by a kohen. The high tana sover like a sumchas. This tana holds like sumchas. The omar ain ma'arv in the Yisrael b'truma. So now it's a Yisrael, and he can't use the seiruv anymore because it's mixed with truma, and he can't eat. Hilkach in mibaol yom nidmu afagav the chazi lekohanim ain eruv eruv. Loshen acher nidmu shenofo tochen tevel. The lo chazi asin lekohen. It's not the regular dimua, which is Truma and Chulin mixed together, Tevel fell in. And others say they're talking about Truma Tameya fell in. And that also will make it usher to everybody. Okay, let's go on. Boy Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchok Mirav Huna. Hayu lefan of shtei kikros. Achas Tameya v'achas Tahora. New case. You had two kikros. One was for sure Tameh, and one was for sure Tahor. The Omar Irvu Libet Tahora b'chol makom shein. But he didn't know which one was Tahor and which was Tameh. He knew one was Tahor and one was Tameh. He didn't know which one. So he took both of them, And he said, take both of these things and make an Erev for me. If you take one of them, it's going to be a Sothic. And it's not going to be good, because there's no Chazak over here. Because the one that was Tameh is Tameh, and the one that was Tar is Tar. Didn't become Tameh. So there's no Chazakah, and the Erev would be possible, according to everybody, if you just took one of them. She said, take both of them, and whichever one is Tar, that's my Erev. But I don't know which one it is, right? But whichever one it is, that's what I want my Erev to be. Mahu. Tiboiler of Meir, Tiboiler of Yosef. The Shaila is both according to Reb Meir, who says normally it's no good. Here maybe it is good. And the Shaila is Reb Yosef, who says normally it's good when there's a Sothik. Maybe here it's no good. Tiboiler of Meir, Ad Kan Lo Komer of Meir, Hosn Deleka Tahora. Hachaika Tahora. Right? When did Reb Meir say Sothik Erev is no good when it's only one thing and we're not sure? Maybe it's good, maybe it's not good. But over here, one of them for sure is good. So maybe Reb Meir would hold over here that the Erev's okay. Oh, Dilma, Fila Reb Yossi, right? Even Reb Yossi, who says that normally a Suffolk Erev is kosher, here he would say it's for sure no good. Fila Reb Yossi lo kamer ela hasam din isa dihi tahora yodala, right? Over there, if the Maisa is a Suffolk. If it's Tahar, then he knew which one his is Erev, which one he could eat. And if we passed him that it's Mutter, then he could have eaten it. But over here, Avahacha halo yodala. He doesn't know which one to eat. Can't eat either of them. Because they're both misothic, awesome. So he doesn't know which one's a tar. So that's not good. That's not called that he's koveya, his suda. It's not his suda. He has no connection to it. B'chlal, even though it's tar, and it's really edible, but l'maisa, he can't eat it. Because he doesn't know which one it is. So you have to know which one it is to make an Erev. If you don't know which your Erev is, that's no good, even according to everybody. So it's possible, according to Reb Meir, it would be good, and according to Reb Yossi, it's no good. So this shaila is not really dependent on machlokas Reb Meir Reb Yossi. It's a separate shaila by itself that could be good according to everybody or no good according to everybody. Omar lei bein Reb Yossi bein Reb Meir bein suda haruyim vod yom v'leka. Both according to Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, like the last way we said, it's no good because you need a suda haruyim l'chol, at least somehow that you knew which one you could have eaten, and at least there's a psak on it that it's okay to eat. But here, there's no one, you couldn't eat either of them. Because you don't know which one's the tar one, and that's not called an Erev. Rashi. B'tahorah, Erevu li b'tahorah b'chomakam shi, v'nichum shteyem yachad, you put them both together, b'sof ha-trum. B'kikra shal truma skina. It's talking about truma. One's tar, one's tamei. Because a chulin, what difference does it make if it's tamei? That's only a chumra. There's people who makabel on themselves to eat chulin b'tar. Right? So chulin is for sure a what's it called? Something that you can make an chulin tmeim to make an eruv. It's talking about right, truma. One's tameh, one's tar. The one that's tameh is not edible at all. It's not. You can't use it for anything. The leka tahora vadoyis to shem bod yom nitmes. Maybe Reb Meir only said that the eruv's no good when there's a sothic, whether there was bichlal, food that was edible. But here, right, for sure there's food that's edible. One of them is okay. The shaila is just which one it is, but one's for sure okay. So maybe Reb Meir would hold over here, it's good. Oh, Dilma, filo Reb Yossi lo machshir. Maybe over here it's worse, and even according to Reb Yossi it wouldn't be good. V'mas nisal mishum di tahorahi, hayadava heichahi, ve'ezahi sudasa. Mishum Sothik Tuma lo Mitzula, the Omar Okma Chazaka. Maybe Reb Yossi only said it's good when, because of the Sothik, you could eat it, could have eaten it because we put it on the Chazaka, and you know which one it is, and therefore your Suda is there. But Avahacha lo Yada, Hai Niu Sudasa, over here, he doesn't know which one to eat, so he can't eat either of them. Or it says, Bo'inu Sudari, Bo'yon Vecha, the Eini Ruvu Klum, the Erev is worthless, that Filu Chamer Gamma lo Hati. It's not that it's a Sothic Eruv, and the Mele you go to Chumra both ways. It's not an Eruv L'chlal. Putting an Eruv that you don't know which one is your Suda is like there's no Suda there at all. And therefore, the Eruv is for sure no good. It's not Sothic, it's no good. Sothic, it's no good, so you lose the Tchum for the other side of your house or whatever. Here, you remain as if you'd made no Eruv at all. And you have the 2,000 Amos to either side of your house. The Bishlam Masnissan Suda Ru'u Yahavei the hashdu this yolid basothic. So it's a Sothic Eruv, right? At worst. Over here, it's not even a Safek Erev, it's no Erev. Let's go on. Bo minei rova mi Rav Nachman. Kikr zu hayom chol ulamachar kodesh. You said this kikr today should be chol, and tomorrow it should be kodesh. Okay? Rashi, kikr zu. Omra kikr achas be'erev Shabbos. Hayom ye chol ulamachar ye kodesh. The Erev shlukubah. He sent his shliach to make an Erev with this thing. Okay? So he said, today, Friday, it's chol. But I have kavana to be makdish it tomorrow. Okay? Tomorrow it should be kodesh. But I don't want it to be chal till tomorrow, till Shabbos. Mahu. Hoel bin ashmosha sathiku. Chayshin and dilma kodem knias Erev chol la hektish. They ain't ma'arvin behektish. Olo amrin and hakim. The Maisa now, when Ben Ashmashes comes, he said tomorrow. When does tomorrow start me Safek from Ben Ashmashes? So the Chor of Ben Ashmashes came in, it's hectic. Or maybe not. Maybe tomorrow is, what's it called? He meant not Ben Ashmashes. We'll see. Omer Le Eruv Eruv. It's a good Eruv. Because since today is Chol, and it's not tomorrow yet for sure till the beginning of Shabbos Mamish. It's only Ben Ashmashes. He didn't have in mind that it should become Kodesh Ben Ashmashes. And therefore, when Ben Ashmashes came in, it was still Chol. And therefore, what's it called? The Erev's a good Erev. Even though it became Kodesh when Shabbos came in. The Mora says, Hayom Omer Le Eruv Eruv. Hayom Kodesh Umachar Chol. If you said, today on Friday I want it to be Kodesh, but I want to be poda it with money I have in my house, that and that should be Chal tomorrow, when Shabbos comes in, and then it should be Chol, right? The Omer Eruv Li Bozen, he sends somebody with this thing, that today is Kodesh, and tomorrow is Chol. Right? Mahu. Omer Le Ein Eruv Eruv. There's not a good Eruv. Okay? So Maishno, what's the difference? If we say that in the time of the Sothic, right, he intended it to be the good thing. Right, when you'll go and you'll measure for me a kur of melach, right, and give it to me, I'll tell you the time. Right, the idea is that by showing the chashivas, and I'm not going to tell you this for free. You're going to have to work for it. Right, you'll be miageya. I'll tell you the answer. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that salt brings out the tam of things. So when you'll eat, seichel over here doesn't mean, like Rashi says, to measure. It means mamish eat. When you'll eat a kur of melach, and you really have a good taste, I'll be able to explain it to you. Right? Those in the same way that physically, your tight taste buds will be sensitized by eating a kur of melach, the same thing when you spiritually sensitize your taste buds, you'll understand the difference. The time I go. Hayom chol umachar kodesh misveikal o nachsalei kedusha. Where the guy said today it's chol and tomorrow is kodesh, so he meant tomorrow when it's vare tomorrow, and some suffix the kedusha doesn't take effect. Hayom kodesh umachar chol misveikal o pakalei kedusha. It's the opposite. If he said today it should be today it's kodesh, and tomorrow it should be chol, the kedusha doesn't go away till it's vare tomorrow. The Kedusha doesn't come until it's Vare tomorrow, namely the Erev is Kosher. The Kedusha doesn't go away till it's Vare tomorrow, namely when it's been a Shmoshes, it's still Kodesh, and namely it's not an Erev. Okay, Rashi. Hayom Te Kodesh. Ulamachar Techol. Almost Yeshli Babayas. What do you mean, Bichol? Can't just stam say something should be Kodesh today in Chol, where the Kedusha go. It means that he's going to be polded on money that he has in the house. Since he said tomorrow it should be Chol, and the Pidyon should be Chal, what's it called? The Chil should be Chal when Shabbos comes in. He meant, what's it called? Ben Ashmashes. The Kana Erev, although, or maybe not. He didn't mean Ben Ashmashes. He meant when Shabbos comes in, Vavada. Why in this Sothic we go the Kula and this from the Chumra? L'chitechol e'kur de milchel, k'shetimdol kur shol melech al dover zeh, v'titneu li'omer l'chataymo. When you be mishamish me, right, I'll tell you the reason. Hayom chol lemachar kodesh, ubein hashmasha siknias eruv steikahu. Mistekalo tifke mi milsa kamaisa. The person had in that mind to do it when it was vade. So it's not going to change its status till the day it becomes vade. So therefore, if the status was good, it remains good till Shabbos comes in. The Nela was good by Ben Hashemashas. If the status was bad, it was Kodesh, it's not going to go change its status to good until Shabbos Vade comes in. Nela Ben Hashemashas, it wasn't good.